I run to you. I need your mercy and grace to see me through. So I'll run to you. You are
God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are our strength. You are a shield. You are a buckler. We thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you for your mercies. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for that you do. Oh God, we thank you for your almightiness. Hallelujah. We thank you for your awesomeness. We thank you for who you are and for what you have made us to be. We give you praise this beautiful evening. We thank you We thank you. You are good. You are good. You are good. You are good. There is none like you. You are good. We give you praise. We give you praise. For tonight's meeting, we just want to say thank you. All right, wherever you are right now, I just want you to lift up your voice before the Lord and just begin to thank him for a beautiful week. All right, however how your week went, Bible says give thanks in all circumstances, for this is right in Christ Jesus. I want you to go ahead and give thanks tonight. Go ahead and thank him for this week. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him for this week specifically. Thank him for Monday, Tuesday, up until date. Just go ahead and give him praise. Thank him for the good things that you witnessed. Thank you for the not so good things that you also might have seen. Just go ahead and give him praise that he is God. Thank him that he is God. He is God. He is almighty. Oh, Father, we thank you. You are almighty. You are good. You are good. And there is none like you. You are our Father. You are our helper. You are everything, everything good to us. Thank you, Father, for you are our blessing. You are our hope. You are our shelter. Oh, daragadeke rosu kata labakatore gedosa. Amaleka dasheka toyado. You are the future we look forward to. Hallelujah. That's who he is. Oh, parina nakasa kata. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for every expectation in our heart. Bible says it shall not be cut short. Hallelujah. It would not be cut short. Every expectation in your heart according to the will of the Father, it will not be cut short in the name of Jesus. Olama seketa lagadosa katala bakoso lembre ketusha makaso pradadosa. Come on, give him praise. Give him praise for your health. Oh, you are able to move around. Hallelujah. You are able to move around. You are able to move around because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The greater one lives on your inside. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Hallelujah. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, including physical strength has been given to you. So you can use that physical strength to achieve a lot. So thank him. Hallelujah. Thank him. Father, we give you praise. We bless you, oh God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. This just came into my spirit right now, and I want us to thank God for it. If you're here, you know, if you're here and you have parents, I want you to go ahead and thank God for your parents. Yeah. I want you to go ahead and say, Father, I thank you for my mom and thank you for my dad. Thank God because they are healthy. They are not sick. Thank God because they are whole. You're right. You don't have to, you know, carry them from one distance to the other. You're not spending money on them consistently. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. I want you to thank God. You know, the Lord just put that in my heart right now that there's a lot to be grateful for. You know, you are not bothered. Mm-hmm. You are not bothered about somebody else's. Rather, if there's anything bothering you, I'm sure it's going to be about you. All right. But really, there's a lot to thank God for. You should thank God for a time like this. You should thank God because, I mean, you are seeing positivity around you. You're not yet seeing the kind of life you want to live, but you're on your way. Hallelujah. You are on your way to the kind of life you want to have. So I think this is a good time to say, Father, I thank you because I know that you are backing me up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for every help that I would get. Hallelujah. Yes. Every help that you will get. Yes, every help concerning any project, concerning anything concerning your life. You're going to get help. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I don't know if you've noticed, I spend time thanking God when we start any of our meetings. Whether it be a program, whether it be just us praying, maybe it's a prayer at very early in the morning. I spend time thanking God. Listen, that's how to pray. When you want to pray or you go to the Father, the first thing you should learn to do is you learn to thank God. Learn to thank God first. No matter what you came with or what you came for, the first thing you must do is to thank God. You have to thank God. You have to give him praise. You have to adore him. Higgins said that a good prayer life starts with thanksgiving. A good prayer life. Yeah. It starts with thanksgiving. And if you are following me on Instagram, you would have seen my post on my page, MREX Lead. The Lord's Prayer. All right. And I didn't explain so much about the Lord's Prayer because that was not where I was going. But let me say something about the Lord's Prayer. Bible talks about the Lord's Prayer and the way it starts. The way it starts is, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That means that you should thank him. That's the essence of that particular verse, that you should thank God. You need to thank God. Hallowed be thy name. Before you say thy kingdom come, all of those, all of those are actually just thanking God. You're thanking God. So a classic example of how you should thank God actually also came from Jesus, because Jesus was the one that taught the disciples the Lord's Prayer. All right. And he taught the disciples, he did not teach the church. All right. The church was not taught the Lord's Prayer. It was the disciples that was taught the Lord's Prayer. Go to my my Instagram page and go view that particular message. It's actually just 1 minute. So, and I said a lot in 1 minute. All right. So please learn to thank God no matter what you came to talk about, no matter how you feel. Whether morning, afternoon, night, start with thanksgiving. Thank him. There are so many things to thank God for. If you look around you, there are so many things to thank God for. And that's important, that you must learn to thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All right. I have something in my heart I want to share with you. And this is very important because I know that a lot of us are one way or the other affected by what I'm about to talk about tonight. We're still on the series, Training Up a Child. Now, let me tell you something. I don't know when this series is going to ever end, even if it's going to ever end, because every teaching of God's word is a training. Every teaching of God's word is training up the believer in the way they should go, training up a child in the way they should go, training up a guy, a lady in the way they should go. So the truth is that topic, when it came to my spirit, and then we have been having to say one thing or the other. In every teaching, if you go back to listen, there's something that you have to pick. Yes. Yeah, all right. So now this evening, we're going to be looking at another fantastic thing that we ought to pick. And I need you to, you know, stay focused with me this evening. All right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. You are good, and there is none like you. You are good. You are good. All right. Bible talks about the life of faith. And it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Without faith. What is faith? Faith is actually believing God. That's what faith is. Faith is acknowledging God in everything. So you are believing him, you know, to take care of a situation. You are believing him, you know, because you trust him, you are believing him and casting your life upon him like he cares for you, which is the truth, you know, from scripture, you know, but you have faith. That's what it means. Faith is believing in the word of God. Listen to me. I said, faith is believing in the word of God. And when you believe in God's word, what comes with it is actually faith. Every time you believe in God's word, what comes with it is faith. Now, when you do not believe in God's word, or better still, you do not, you do not give attention to God's word. That means you are not practicing God's word. That means you're not reading God's word. And even when God's word is shared to you, you still go about to do what you want to do. You know, you ignore the word of God. You are simply saying that with that action that you really don't value God's word. Not you don't believe it. All right. You might believe, but maybe not consciously putting an effort in believing. So that's why I want to change what I just said. So it's not the consciousness of having, and that's why Bible says in James chapter 1 that it is the doer that is blessed. That means that there are people that hear the word, but they don't do it. All right, let's go there. I want you to look at it, because a lot of times it's good to explain these things very well so that people can understand when one is talking that it's not, we're not saying that you've not heard the word or something like that. We're just saying that you hear the word, you don't do the word. That tells you that you are not trusting God. Yes, every time you don't do God's word, you don't trust God. That's hard, right? But that's the truth. Every time you don't do God's word, you don't trust God. If you really trust God, you will do his word. All right, if you really believe in God's word, you will do what the word says. And okay, look at James chapter 1. We're reading from verse 22. Verse 22 says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only. James chapter 1, verse 22. It says, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Verse 23 says, for if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in the mirror. All right, look at that. He observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he is. But the first thing here that we're looking at critically is the fact that, but be doers. For scriptures to say, but be doers, that means that there are people that are not doers of God's word. You hear the word, but you don't do it. The moment you hear God's word and you don't do God's word, you are deceiving yourself, Bible says. You'll be deceiving yourself. So the beautiful thing about this is that you believe what you hear. You believe the word of God that comes to you. And one classic way to believe is by doing. It's simple. When you believe God's word, you do. If you don't do it, you are deceiving yourself. Why? Because you are the believer that is supposed to believe God's word. And one thing about that is that once you don't act on God's word, you would act on worry. Because once you don't act on God's word, that means you're not acting on faith. And if you're not acting on faith, you'll be acting on doubt. And if you're acting on doubt, then you are on your way to worrying. The Bible says something about it. You're on your way to doubting. You're on your way to doubting. So every time you don't have faith for something, you are in doubt for or concerning that matter. So there's no in between. You are either in faith or you are in doubt. And that's very important. You need to be able to examine your own self. The prayer I just prayed now, do I believe it? Do I believe that something is going to happen for you? If you're already saying, I'm not sure, be sincere with yourself. Once you know that means you are in doubt for that prayer, and that prayer already has been negated by the fact that you don't even believe in it. So you have just wasted your time. If it's 1 hour you used in praying, you just wasted that 1 hour. Why? Because you are in doubt. It's as simple as that. Yes, it's as simple as that. And you shouldn't now begin to worry, why is God not answering your prayer? You were in doubt when you prayed. So that is a clear factor of the fact that prayers can be answered that way. Yeah. Prayers can be answered that way. You can't be in doubt and expect answers. No. It doesn't work. You must be in faith and be so expectant on the fact that I trust God, say. I trust God. You know when you say 1 + 1 = 2, the same way you can turn your back, close your eyes, sleep, wake up. 1 + 1, what is it? You say 2. That's the same way God expects you to believe where prayer is concerned. All right? Meaning you have mastered the fact that God answers prayers. All right? And not when you are in doubt, but when you are in faith. And so that means you need to now trust yourself to act on God's word so that you can receive the answers that you so desire. All right, so that's that about having to be a doer, all right, of God's word, because it's important that you see that fact. So like I said, you are meant to have faith and not doubt. You are meant to believe. You shouldn't be on your way to worrying. Because every time there is no faith, you will have to worry. But there's something God says about worry, and that's what we're going to be looking at for the next few minutes. I think the meeting might be, I don't know. Let's just flow, all right? All right, so basically, you are not supposed to worry. Children of God should not worry. All right. So if a child of God is worrying, that means that he has no faith. Yeah. Every time you worry, you don't have faith. It's simple. Once you are in a worry state, because worrying is the opposite of meditation. You know, because when you are worried, worrying is that you are thinking about negative things. You are spending time thinking about negative things. So you are worried. You are worried. Hey, will this thing come to pass? Hey, I've been waiting. Hey, those are negative thoughts. So that's why it's called worry. Worry is negative thinking. All right. But meditation, on the other side, is positive thinking and muting of God's word. So it's not the word, the world's word. It's the word of God that you are meditating on. Listen, if you are not looking at the right thing, you obviously will be looking at the wrong thing. You cannot look at in between. Is it that good or bad? So either you are looking on the good thing or you are looking on the bad thing. There's nothing like you're looking at the in-betweens of whether it's good or no. You are either wrong or right. All right. So that means that you need to what I'm talking about needs you to consistently examine yourself. Am I meditating on God's word or I spend time worrying? I know people that they can worry for Africa, like we always say. They can worry until they fall sick. I mean, it's not part of the journey of faith. In fact, you have already declared war by telling yourself that what you are even thinking about might not come out right. In my life, I have learned to cast my cares. We're going to look at all the scriptures so you can see for yourself. Maybe I'm even jumping ahead of myself. Now, let's go to the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Let's look at Matthew. I want you to look at Matthew. Matthew chapter 6. Verse 25. Look at that. I'm not going to read all, but I'm going to tell you where I'm reading so you can see. It says that, therefore, Jesus is talking here. It says, therefore, I say to you, every time you see the red letter in your Bible, that's Jesus talking. All right. It says, therefore, I say to you, do not what? Do not worry. That's what he says there. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life. That's the major part of a lot of people's life. They talk about themselves. They worry about everything that concerns. They just worry and worry and worry to the point that, like I said, they forget that there's a God that can quench whatever pain, whatever discomfort, whatever thing that is around them, that is making them, you know, where they are, you know, as a result. They just forget. And you're not supposed to forget things like that. No, no. You shouldn't forget. You shouldn't forget that God cares for you. You shouldn't forget. You shouldn't forget. You shouldn't forget that you are the reason why Jesus is here. Jesus came to die. You shouldn't forget. You shouldn't forget that he says that you should ask, you should seek, and you should knock. And all this he would answer. You should not forget. You shouldn't forget that he loves you. Yes, he loves you. Bible says he first loved us. All right, before we loved him. So that you shouldn't forget. In you not forgetting, you would know the characteristics of the person you are dealing with. Did you hear what I just said? I said, if you don't forget that all of these qualities are available, then you will know the kind of person that you are dealing with. You will know what he's consistent concerning. God is consistent with loving. God is consistent with answering prayer. God is consistent in wanting to see you prosper, wanting to see you do well in life. God is consistent with that in his heart, where you are concerned. And then he says here, he said, do not worry about your life, because he is in charge. He takes care of the birds of the air. He takes care of the cockroach. Do you understand what I'm talking about? If he can do all that, and if you look at some cockroach, their skin, their feathers are very fresh. Can you imagine what I'm trying to say? So if cockroach can be that fresh, how much more you now? And God, and you know, the way God has made us, He has given us all things to freely enjoy. Yes. You can take care of yourself by just eating fruits, vegetables. I mean, all those things just make you look so, people start asking you questions. Ah, what kind of cream are you using? What kind of, you are eating well. Mm-hmm. You are not eating junks. You are eating good food by taking those things, vegetables and all. Fruits, you know. And you're not doing it once in a month. You're doing it like, I don't know, how many times in a week? All right? Instead of you buying biscuits, buy apple. That's what I'm trying to say. Instead of you taking a Coke or all of those things, come and buy watermelon. Yes, it's what is. Didn't you hear the name? Watermelon. Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on. All right, therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life. What you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Yeah. Life is more than food. And your body is more important than the clothes that you put on it, in as much as the clothes are on you to beautify you. But if that body is not okay, you will not even think of clothes today. And that's the truth. So God takes care of the most important. So if He takes care of the most important, will He now neglect other things? No, He won't. He won't. I could give you some examples for you to say, okay, like some things could happen to you in such a way that you are so like, no, you want this time, you want it right now. And God is saying, hold on. And you refuse. Then you now go about and you get that thing. And maybe it has to do with something that has to do with buying. You get it at so much expensive price, but you are happy that you've gotten it finally. Then you now find somebody else that got the same thing and got it at a very less price. How will you feel? God asked you to hold on. You refused. God had a better plans for you. He wants you to save your money. The sales is coming. Sales has come. That one has bought. And you have the most expensive one. But it's the same thing that things like that happen. When God just tells you, hold on. Sometimes it's that God just tells you, oh, somebody's bringing it. Hold on. And because of your inability, you know, to be patient, you decide that no. You won't go and get it. And then you eventually get it with your money, the money you ought to have saved, use for something else. So, do you understand what I'm saying? Use it for other things. You now need to go and do it. And then the thing now eventually appears. So it's as if you have two. You know, so the truth is that God is mindful of you. I said that, I've been saying that for I don't know how long now, you know. But recently I think I haven't said that. But before now, that's what I say. God is mindful of you. Extremely mindful of you. Because one of the things He told me at the beginning of this year was that I'm mindful of my children. And I think I believe I told you about that. God is mindful of you. This year, his mind is full of you. Not because last year His mind was not full of you, but I need you. It's you that needs to be conscious, not God. God doesn't need to be conscious of what He does. This is what He does. It's a normal thing with Him. You need to be conscious of the fact that God is mindful of me. So when you lack something, maybe you don't even have a means of how to get it, tell yourself, God is mindful of you. That thing, you will get it. Hallelujah. You will have that thing. But relax. He says, do not worry. Do not worry. Look at 27. 27 says, which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature? Which of us that when we finish worrying for Africa, we will have grown taller? Where is the miracle? No. Rather than you grow taller, you will get, such person will get into depression. Yes, that's what worry does. See, let me tell you something. There was a survey that was done, you know, even without the survey, it's obvious. I mean, if you worry, you will notice that your head start aching. You just start aching. Your body self can be aching. You become sick for nothing. Did you hear me? You become sick for nothing because you are worrying over what you shouldn't be worrying about. You're worrying over things that you don't have a business worrying about them. But because you just want to satisfy yourself by just worrying. So you now start worrying and you are worrying so much and so hard. And God is just looking at you like, stop it. Stop worrying. Stop worrying. I can take care of that. I have taken care of this one too. Hallelujah. Come on, say, God is mindful of me. Oh, glory to God. God is mindful of me. That thing that I'm thinking about right now, God is solving it. He's solving it. He's solving it. Hallelujah. God is solving it. That thing that makes me cry, you know, sometimes I don't even know what to do concerning it. Come on, God is, you know, taking care of it right now. He's taking care of it. He is. He's taking care of it. My Father takes care of it. Oh, he says all good and perfect gift comes from the Father of light, in whom there's no variableness. That's how much God loves you. Only good and perfect thing comes to you. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, go ahead, declare that. Only good and perfect things happens to me. Only good and perfect things. Hallelujah. Thank you, my Father. Only good and perfect things comes to me. I refuse to worry. Come on, say, I refuse to worry. I refuse to allow myself be used of the enemy. Yes, every time you worry, you allow yourself being used of the enemy. Yes. So I refuse to allow myself to be used of the enemy. So I declare in the name of Jesus, I refuse to worry. I refuse to look back on yesterday. I refuse to look back on last month. I refuse in the name of Jesus. I stand perfect and complete in all of the will of God for my life and destiny. And I declare only good things happen to me. Yes, declare it. Only good things. Yes, go ahead, declare. Only good things happen in this season. Oh, Rakashika Tayala Makoso. Oh, verse 28. So why do you worry about the clothes you want to wear? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil or they don't have to make it happen for themselves. And that's one of the things you and I need to learn. And if you are here and you do things because of people, you have to stop it. Yes. Stop doing big things because of people. What I mean by that is you want them to know that you can, I don't know how to explain it. You want them to know that you have arrived, or you want them to know that you two, you are equal to the tax. So you want to now do it so that they can see. No, don't do that too. Don't live your life like that. Please. Don't do that. It's not wise. I say it again. It's not wise. All right? So please, all right, you need to consider people that are less than you. What I mean by that is, you are not a beggar on the street, are you? No, you are not. But there are people that are beggars on the street. If you see the way they glorify God, when they receive, you are not a beggar. So you should thank God for where you are. Yeah, there's a lot to thank God for, really. There's a lot to thank God for. So you need to wake up, wake your mind, wake your spirit, wake every part of you. This is important, okay? Wake you. Alaba shekata yala gadosa. Lembre keto laba koso man sufrendo rosha. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, marusu kata yala bashekata. Endarasa. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, Labakoso Kata. Oh, Maroso. Come on, say, I refuse to worry. I refuse to worry about tomorrow. I refuse to worry about the next step. I refuse to worry. Rather, I ask. Hallelujah. Rather than worrying, ask the Lord. Rather than worry, ask in faith. Rather than worry, say to the Father. Oh, glory to God. I refuse to worry in the name of Jesus. I refuse to worry. I refuse in the name of Jesus. I refuse. I refuse everything that will make me uncomfortable. I refuse it in the name of Jesus. I refuse it. I refuse it. Look at 31. 31 says, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we then eat, drink, or wear? Don't worry about those things. Those are essentials. They are essentials. So God expects you to eat. God expects you, you know, to have fun. God expects you to look good. All right, these are essentials. Essentials of your life. Essentials of my life. These are great essentials. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. These are great essentials. So we need to be mindful of the things that God is doing for us. You need to be able to say that my God takes care of it. Ah, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. My God takes care of it. He takes care of it. My God takes care of things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Marakashikatalagadosa. What is that thing? What is that thing? Go ahead and say, my Father takes care of it. My Father does what? He takes care of it. Oh, Barusha Mantalabakasokotolabakosu Kantere. My Father does what? He takes care of it. So I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry. Hallelujah. I don't have to worry. My Father takes care of it. I don't have to worry. In the name of Jesus, I don't have to worry. I don't have to worry. There's a classic example about worrying where it's in the story of Mary and Martha. If you can remember that story, I'd also shared it with you if you can remember. I needed to know that Mary was sitting to receive the word from Jesus, but Martha also welcomed Jesus. But she felt that, I mean, let's be hospitable. And then she went to the kitchen to go get some things ready. And then she came and she said, ah, Jesus, don't you care? And Jesus answered that. Look at what Jesus said in Luke chapter 10, verse 41. All right. Luke 10, 41. It says, and Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you worried and troubled about many things. Are you here? You are worried and troubled. No. My Father does not want that for you. My Father doesn't want you worried. Neither does he want you troubled. My Father doesn't want it. That's not a way to live. That's not the way he wants you and I to live. That's not how. So you don't sit down there and worry. You don't sit down there because from scripture you can see that worrying doesn't add anything to anybody. Rather, it takes away from them. People worry and they get sick. That's taken away. People worry and they get depressed. That's taken away. People worry and they lose their mind. That's taken away. People worry and worry and worry and worry. And nothing happened even after they finish worrying. Can't you see that there's no results? So what do? Rather than worry, we cast our cares. Let's go to 1 Peter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Rather than worry, you say, Lord, I believe that you have taken care of this, and I declare the name of Jesus that I rest. Amen. All right, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. I like how it says, casting all your cares upon him. For what? He cares for you. Did you see that? Let's take it again. It says, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. It says, casting all your cares upon the Lord. Cast it. Cast it, cast all the cares, everything, cast it, for he cares. Jesus cares for you. Hallelujah. Jesus cares for you. He cares for you every day of your life. He cares for you 24/7. So you must not sit down crying over the milk that does not have, that seems like it's not going anywhere. You need to wake up. Wake up. Stop worrying. Stop worrying. Worrying is not, you don't achieve anything by worrying. So why are you worrying? Eh? You are not pregnant. You are worried. You have children. You are worried. You are not married. You are worried. You have husband. What kind of life is that? What kind of life is that? All right. So this is not a way to live. That's not the way Jesus wants us to live. And he has told us classically from Matthew, from Luke, see, all of the Gospels has it. You are not supposed to worry. Every time you catch yourself worrying, tell yourself, I refuse to worry. As in, why you are worried, why you are worried, that's one way out. Because I cannot tell you that overnight you will stop the habit. So I need you to understand that if it has become an habit, how does something become an habit? Something you do consistently that you don't even think about it before you do it. It has become an habit. It has become a habit. So when you catch yourself doing that, what do you do? I'm saying to you today, every time you catch yourself worrying, say to yourself, I refuse to worry. I refuse to worry. And immediately get up from that space where you are. Get up, rise up, and say to yourself, I refuse to worry. Take your mind off that particular thing you are thinking about and begin to think about something else. Or stand up, go and do something else. You know, that will take your mind off. But don't sit down there. Say, I refuse to worry. And you are still sitting down there. And you are still saying you refuse to worry. And you are still worrying. That's not how meditation works. You have to fight. Hallelujah. Don't make worry an habit. Worry is tantamount to doubt. It's tantamount to you not believing God's word. Because every time you worry, you are simply saying, God, you can't do it. Glory to God. Every time you worry, you are simply saying, my Father, you cannot do it. And God is saying, cast the cares upon me. Put the worry on me. That's the meaning of cast the cares. Maybe we should look at different translations so that you can hear me tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to be rounding off now. Oh, very soon. I'm going to be rounding off. Because I want to believe that tonight I'm hitting at you. You know, what I mean by that is tonight I'm speaking to your spirit. I'm speaking to you. You need not allow the enemy steal from you. You need not allow the enemy take from you. You need not allow yourself to be ruled by the enemy. Because his own agenda is to ensure that you do not wake up to a reality of the fact that, no, I'm not supposed to do this. God doesn't want me to do this. You need to wake up to that reality. And that is important. That is so important to you. So important. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Alright, let's look at different translations of 1 Peter 5:7. I want you to listen to me. I'm reading Amplified Classic, and it says, casting the whole of your care, all your anxiety, all your worries, all your concerns upon once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you see that? Hallelujah. I also got blessed. Let me read it again. It says, casting the whole, not some, whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concern, once and for all, cast it to the Lord and release your faith, saying to yourself, I've got a Father that cares for me. Now, what do? You have faith in the care of the Father. Yeah. You must have faith in the care that God is saying, I have. You have to have faith in the fact that it's like when I come to meet you and I say, I care about you. I really care. And you sincerely know I care. You will have faith. You will be encouraged. God is saying to you and I, be encouraged, because me too, I love you. I care about you. That thing you are caring concerning me, I care more for it than you. So in your own case, there's nothing you can do about it. But in my own case, I care about you. I care about that thing. And then I'm going to do something about it. Can't you see that somebody is more superior? Glory to God. Somebody is more superior. So what do? You let go. Thank you, Father. Let go of anything that brings bitterness to you. Let go of anything that brings tears to you. Let go. Let go. Let God take it. Every time you think of something and it brings you so down, it brings you so, you feel so disappointed, so pained and all of that, let go of it. Say, Lord, I roll this over to you. Oh, I roll it over to you. Hey, I roll this anxiety over to you. I roll these worries over to you. Mekela, I roll this stress over to you. Mele manoso kataya endoroko shakata. Endorosa, I roll this concern over to you. Inanosha mata yalabosa, I turn this anxiety eredoso in your direction, oh God. Marabako soka talaba sente legedosa. Enonosha makato kaya marosa kamalaso. Come on, will you go ahead and pray tonight? I roll it over to you. Whatever it is, I'm rolling it. Lena na shakata ya laba sokoto. Ige duso maku sokata ya laba sokata. Ingere sheketa. I roll it over. I roll it over in the name of Jesus. Oh, Marosa, my portion is a good life. Hey, yes, my portion is a timely life, a life full of the things that I require when I require it. In the name of Jesus, from tonight, every worry in my life, I cast you to the Father, and I declare, Eko shamakoto, every concern, every anxiety, Eloluso mantalaboso, Ekalabosa, I trust God for labosha, for me, I trust God, Egadeshe gedegedosa, Lekrandorosa, I refuse to worry another day in my life concerning these matters. In the name of Jesus, I refuse, oh Barosa. I am listening to the Lord. I am hearing the Father. Bible says Jesus said, do not worry in Matthew chapter 6. Do not worry. There's no reason to, because I am in charge. Hallelujah. I am in charge. I'm making things happen where you are concerned. You can't make things happen for yourself. I can. Hallelujah. The Lord can. Jesus can. Let him, in the name of Jesus, let him take care of you. Let him take care of you. And this is the way to go. Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he grows, he will not depart. I like you to know that this is the way to go. This is the way to go. That you don't have a business with worry. Yes. Yes. You don't have a business to worry. Because you and I know the meaning of worry now. In case you didn't know before. You don't know. So you can't give it prime attention. I need to worry about this thing. It's a wrong statement. There's no pride in it. In fact, you are proud. And when you are proud, what you are simply saying is that you are not humble. The word of God has told you what to do. Every time you obey God's word, you are humble. But every time you don't obey God's word, you are proud. Hallelujah. And this is the truth. We humbly approach the Father. And that's why he says, come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy. That's boldly has been humble in it. It's not bold and rude. No. It's not that you're bold and you're rude. You're coming. Oh, thank you, Father. Refuse to worry. From tonight, say to yourself, I refuse to worry. If you catch yourself worrying, tell yourself, I have casted this and I'm casting it again. Keep casting until you just see that at the things that you used to worry about, you can't even remember. Amen. It's going to happen. Thank you, Father. I'm going to stop here tonight. Hallelujah. I believe you have been blessed. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Could you just lift up your hands wherever you are? Oh, thank you, Father. See, I'm strengthened. I'm strengthened in my inner man to do the word. I'm strengthened in my inner man in the name of Jesus. Oh, ladosha kataye gedosa matara gadosa. Oh, I'm strengthened. I'm strengthened in my inner man. Oh, malibar katisha karugodoso masaba radosa. Leko shamba kasuka ragadosa. I'm strengthened in my inner man. In my inner man. I'm strengthened in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's strength in me. I can do all that the Father wants me to do. Oh, Barusa Katalaba Sokadosa. Because His strength is in me. He strengthens my inner man. I'm strengthened 24/7 to do the will of the Father. I'm strengthened not to worry. I'm strengthened not to worry because I know that tomorrow is taken care of. Hallelujah. He holds our tomorrow because Ali
or because he leaves. Yes, that's a song. I can face tomorrow because he lives. All fears are gone because I know, oh, oh, he owns my future. Hallelujah. You know, that song just came to my heart right now. It's been a while I sang that song. But that's the truth. Jesus lives, so we face tomorrow. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo! Jesus lives, so we know that our future is secure. Jesus lives, we know that we are taken care of. That statement is powerful. You know, there are times whereby in my life I never knew where money was going to come from. Yeah, I've been there where I didn't know where money was coming from. I didn't even know where the next money to pay bills would come from. And I didn't try to figure it out in my brain that who can I call? I'm not that kind of person. I don't do that. I rather not. I live on the faith of the Master. I speak to God when I need things. You know, I release my faith. You know, I save. Not like I don't have savings, you know, and all of that. But there was a time in my life that I really needed finances to fund things, and it wasn't coming. I just told God, I said, God, I mean, I'm your daughter, and I need this thing. And I presented my case before him. And I didn't even think about it anymore. Because I just told myself, I believe that this thing will come. And I was not thinking of the next person I was going to call. That's one thing you need to learn. Stop thinking about the options. Leave options out. There are times you think about somebody, you call the person, and you even feel more disappointed. And then you start feeling bad for calling the person because in the first place, you shouldn't have called. But you now called and you are embarrassed. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So sometimes you don't want to tell anybody anything and you're just talking to God. And God is moving the angel. So yeah, go and meet so-and-so. Let them send money to her. And that happened. That has happened to me. God pays my bills. I can tell you that. When I started business, on God. He gave me the capital. It was not man that gave me capital for business. It was God. It was not my husband that gave me capital. Yes, I was married. Well, I'm married. And my business, you know, tried kicking off. It wasn't my husband that gave me capital. It was God that gave me. Someone I never thought of. I've never even thought of that kind of thing coming from the person. The person just called. And not the person is not even Nigeria. Can you imagine? God left the shores of Nigeria and went to look for somebody abroad. That's how I got money to start my business. So I need you to know that God is looking. God is mindful. God knows where the need can be rectified. You don't try to scheme your way. You don't try to make things happen all by yourself. God knows how. All right? Tonight, I just want to thank you, mighty God, for the words that you have allowed me speak to us. I've been blessed myself. Thank you, Father, for tonight. Thank you for your people. Thank you for everyone listening right now and those that will listen hereafter. Thank you, Father, because you have clearly stated that worry is not what you want your children to be a part of. So from tonight, we repent. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We repent and we refuse to worry because we know that we have you as our Father and you are mindful of us. And so we are grateful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you for joining me always. As many of you are presently with me right now, thank you for joining me. All right. I want you to take this word. Like we read in James chapter 1, it's the doer that is blessed. Please be the doer. This is the training that I have, and this is the training that you must get because it is God's word. And like I told you, when you do God's word, you believe it. You have faith. You are not walking in doubt. Hallelujah. God bless you again. I'm going to see you, obviously. I'll try to see you before the next meeting time. maybe a voice note or something. You're going to hear something from me. All right. Love you guys. Love you guys. Have a great night. All right.
Coming out of my comfort zone, some of the places in my life that's comfortable, God is challenging me. Trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. So I'm coming out of my comfort zone. Though it may cost me some friends, I'll walk alone. God is challenging me to trust and believe, for to go where I've not gone, I must do what I've not done. For the rest of my life, I'll say yes, 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 yes. I'm coming out of my
zone. Won't I be stretched to a place where I've never known? God is challenging me
to trust and believe, for to go where I'm not gone, I must do what I've not done. No,
God is calling
to walk into my destiny.
God is challenging me
to go where I've not been.
God is moving,
and for the rest of my stretch.